Hi guys, I'm Daddy Freeze.
What's my name?
It's live and dangerous with Daddy Free. Well, welcome to Nigeria Info. We've got Playback Mondays, Relationship Tuesdays, Wild Wednesdays, and Rough and Raw Thursdays. News, relationship, intimacy, heartbreak, political facts, breaking news, my opinion. Yes, my annoying opinion. While you have the opportunity to call me up and discuss live on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous with Daddy Freeze. 10 p.m. till midnight, Mondays through Thursday.
All right, welcome to the show. It is Life Untangled with Daddy Freeze, and I go by the name Ada Blessing. I mean, you don't need anyone to tell you that Ada is excited, and all thanks to Daddy Freeze. So before we came on live, Daddy Freeze was sharing with me stories that I don't think you should
stories that charge.
I know, but it's all good. Once in a while, we all need that good.
Do you know your name means cutlass?
No way, Ada. Daddy Freeze. My name is not cutlass. My name is Ada Mma. Beautiful
it
first
says,
daughter.
The cutlass of Mma.
No way.
Ada Mma. Ada.
My name is an Igbo name, and there is no way.
No, no, no. Your name is half Igbo, half Yoruba.
No Igbo, way. Half Yoruba
Ada
from where? Half
Yoruba.
Half Igbo, cutlass, half
machete.
Ethic. Half Igbo, half ethic. Ma is Efik, yeah. Mother. Ada, Igbo.
Ada.
Not Ada. Ada.
No, it's Ada.
No, it's Ada.
Why are you shortening it?
Ada.
Must everything about you be short? Ada.
Nice. I don't have a short nose. Besides, I am over 5.
And over 5 is what?
Over 5
means...
5
what? 5 inches.
5 points what?
Ada, please, let's do this work. I want to finish and go and drink some wine.
That you didn't pay for.
All right, guys. welcome.
Right.
All of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing to be alive. Even a better thing to be listening to Daddy Freeze live. While yet alive, let us talk about the rice pyramid. 1 million. Let's start from there. For the first time, I was very proud.
Yeah, I saw your post.
Yes. You know?
I'm proud of being a Nigerian. Woo! Boo Boo is trying, he's working hard. Making us proud. So wait, Daddy.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you think? Some people are saying, "Ah, it's Yahoo Yahoo that they padded the pyramids with wood." You know.
I think I am going to first applaud the government, regardless of how people feel. I mean, ever since the ban. Foreign rice, we've practically been eating local rice, and though a little bit expensive, but I think we owe it to them. At least we still eat rice, and it's ours. So even if people don't believe what they saw, the fact that we are eating our own rice tells a lot. So for once, let us applaud them. They deserve it, I think. Yeah, my take.
But I think it's true. I just think that people just... I don't know, Sha. I don't know. Let's open up the phone
also,
line. Let's
really
hear what people have to say.
People. I mean, you can't be all transparent and then you do something, people doubt you. People only doubt you based on your past actions and all. So maybe the government had at some point lied to them. And now they're struggling to believe this one. Okay. So let's hear what people have to say. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, call the number 014-657-190. Hit us up. Let's talk. Hello. Hello? Yes, we can hear you. Okay, call back if that was you. Hello?
Hi, Amma.
Hi, comrade.
Hi, Amma. If Daddy Freeze will call you Ada, Ada, that is a Mma. Call out Baba Wari.
I should what?
Call out Baba Wari. If you call you Amma.
Show Wari.
Yeah,
I should call him Baba Wari. Daddy Freeze, show Wari.
Ada. Ada, if you are eating Nigerian rice, Ada, that one, I don't eat Nigerian rice. I pass from Abakiliki, get one of my chama when they bring
so
up for me.
So, where is Abakiliki?
And then call him Oshuenio.
What?
Call Comrade.
Ada, have you seen Nigerian rice before?
Oshuenio.
Eh?
Oshuenio.
All right, I can't do that. Yes,
have you seen Nigerian rice before?
Problem. Call him Oshuenio.
Some people are telling you that they're using pyramid.
Okay, comrade, a second, please. Daddy Freeze, please say that again.
Oshuenio.
Oshuenio.
Yes, that's Comrade Kitchen.
Sounds funny. Okay, comrade. So where is Abakiliki?
Abakiliki is inside Ebonyi State. Where is
Ebonyi State?
Ebonyi State, Abakiliki is the capital of Ebonyi State.
Where is Ebonyi State in Ghana?
Okay, Ebonyi State is in Trinidad and Tobago or Suriname. They mean, what do you want here?
No, you're saying you don't eat local rice. You only eat rice from Abakiliki. I am confused.
Abakiliki is in Trinidad and Tobago and Haiti and Ecuador. Mm. So, as I go back to what we are saying, how much are we buying the rice? How much are we buying rice in Nigeria? Ada, when are they going to stop the abracadabra every 3 years before election? We'll be saying Nigeria people don't die for hungry. Well, to cut the story short before I go call back as a chairman, that it's not impressing me. The one where they do them, or the one where they do them, until that rice come down to 7,000 bottle rice, May 2015, before this man enter. Until our rice farmers enter their farm, doing is what you call fluke and abracadabra, hit abracadabra or abracadabra. This one is a fluke and is a bonkum. Are you hearing me?
We can hear you.
Now, let me, anything pretty, and if we can take this, if I don't lose my thought, look, help me call back. You know, they help me call back again. So let me recover back my thought and I will call again. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, comrade, for calling. Oh dear, Comrade Ikechukwu. Hello?
Oshuenio.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is Remy.
Okay, Remy, welcome.
Yeah. I heard you saying that we now eat local rice.
Most of us.
Where did you get that start from?
My dear. Most of us, so many people that I know, people around me, and personally.
Are they up to a million for you to say, okay.
I did give a number.
Oh yeah, hold on. If I have to use that yardstick, then how is it we say to you that we are not eating local rice? If I'm to use that yardstick as well, so that we are elite, people around me.
They don't eat local rice?
That's what you want to use. You said?
They don't eat local rice.
Of course, now.
They don't?
I don't eat local rice, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So where do you live?
Even I live in Akoka, close to Unilag.
And people there don't eat local rice. I must relocate to that area.
For you to say we now, I was wondering where you got that started.
It's been a while. Most people
are you aware that local rice are being bagged right here?
Tell me more.
And I'm telling that to you now. The foreign rice are being bagged into the local rice bag, if you are not aware of that. I guess probably people might call in. That's a fight. When you get to those guys selling rice, you can probably go tomorrow and verify what I'm saying.
Okay.
Say to them that you want foreign rice and they sell to you. When you get to those guys selling rice.
I know they still sell, but it's more expensive. Uh-huh. Very,
so
very.
With the way
the country is, I mean, yesterday we talked about the prices of things in Nigeria. You think that most Nigerians currently can afford that rice? People are not going for the local rice because that's what they can afford.
They are smuggling it in now, Ada. Are you new in this country?
Oh, they are? Tell me.
People who live around the Giroko ask them till tomorrow. They are still smuggling it in now. So it is not a hidden.
Now, those ones are smuggling it.
They are smuggling it in till tomorrow. So probably, I don't know if you are aware of that. Or maybe I'm just trying to I don't know what to say. So
no, you have to know what to say. Tell me what I'm going to do.
Maybe you are trying to play the devil's advocate.
Oh, wow. By speaking good of the government?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because just go out there tomorrow. Ask around those selling rice. Ask them. They have it. People are even buying that. People prefer that to the local rice. Because the smell, the taste differs from the local rice. So for you to say you are eating local rice.
Do you know that some local rice are actually very good that you might not spot the difference? Example,
sure
the Ebonyi State rice. I've seen it.
How are you sure the one you are eating wasn't rebagged?
No.
You can't tell me for a fact.
I know local
I've
rice.
I've seen rebagged rice as well, too, for information.
Oh, really?
They have been rebagged.
How did they do that? What did they do? Did they mix it with the local
they
one?
They change the sack now. What's that? They do that to cement.
No matter what they do, the price will actually, put them out.
It's still expensive.
Exactly. And you can't get rice for the same amount as the foreign rice, no matter how much they rebrand it. You definitely know that there's something wrong with that rice.
Are you using the price to tell me local rice should be more cheaper? I mean,
no,
more
using
cheaper
the price, but I'm just telling you that there ought to be different, and it's there. It's glaring.
If we are so sufficient to local rice, it should be way cheaper than the amount it is.
I agree, but currently it is way cheaper than foreign rice.
How much is local rice?
Been a long time I bought.
Okay, so why are you setting as if you have the fact with you? Since it's been a while you bought it.
People that I have around go to the market. I'm not really a market person.
Some people I have around me too.
Oh, really?
I'm saying the opposite of what you are trying to tell me now.
You just don't like this government. I know your type.
No.
When they do something good, Remy, commend them.
Hold on.
Commend them.
Okay, Remy, at this point, you have to call us back. We have bills to pay. Yeah. Enjoy talking to you, but I think.
Remy, saying don't turn witchcraft.
Okay, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right in a moment.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
Mall of Fame Nigeria presents the eTourism Business Awards and Conference.
The eTourism Business Awards and Conference.
The biggest tourism conference coming out of Africa, bringing together tourism stakeholders from around the world.
Date,
February 1st to 2nd,
2022. Venue, BWZ Hotel, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria.
Theme, digitization of tourism channels through e-commerce solutions.
Endorsed and supported by World Tourism Association of Culture and Heritage, Australia.
Center for Medical Tourism Research, United States.
Good Tourism Institute, Netherlands.
Africa Union.
Center Smart Tourism, Kazakhstan. Sterling Bank PLC. IBST Media.
BWC Hotel.
Nordic Hotel. For exhibition and sponsorship, please call 090-6148-5066. Email sponsorships@mallofamenigeria.com. It promises to be epic.
Supported by Cool FM and Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Life and Dangerous with Daddy Freeze. I go by the name of Da Blessing. And interestingly, we were still talking about our dear country, Nigeria. I don't want to say for once. I mean, sometimes these people, they actually do the right thing. Like now, they're making Daddy Freeze and I proud. But some people are still in doubt of what the government are up to. They feel something fishy is going on. What do you have to say about rice factories, if to put it that way? According to Daddy Freeze, he did not even know that he's been eating local rice for the past 2 years.
I'm telling
years.
You.
Okay. Well, some people still don't believe that Buhari's administration is doing something good as regards to our agricultural sector. Well, let's hear what you have to say. Join the conversation. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening,
Adeyinka.
Oh, good evening. How was it? Good evening, Daddy Freeze.
Good evening, ma.
Let me contribute about the topic.
Go ahead.
So me, I'm proud and I'm feeling there's something behind this.
Why do you feel so?
Election is coming next year now.
Ah.
So they are just doing it to like make us see something good about it. And okay, for example, I was telling my friend today. I said, "Bobby picking, who you marry? All these people, they're marrying. Well, they are like their children are getting married to each other." Anytime they any small evening they travel to abroad, anything they travel to abroad. So yes, if this election is coming, and the dogs they come and pick. Why not pick their children to go and like face the destiny? Now you people say, okay, on the norms, why is it that they can't that their children can marry normal people? Why are they giving themselves like their children to themselves? So I believe there's something behind all this. 1 million of rises and so like government policies, no, they have something at the back of their hand.
Wow.
But they are, and if I don't want to be judgmental, and if what they are doing is like kind of from the heart and this, okay, let me see. That's why I said part of me want like okay fine I'm happy, but part of me don't want to believe.
Okay.
But and if it's true, all the best to them.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Yeah. This is Remy calling back.
Okay.
Do you know why people are doubting this rice pyramid?
No, tell me.
Same thing happened in 2018. You can just Google it. Type in fake rice pyramid in Ogun State. You will see the picture. It happened in 2018. So if people are doubting it, don't make it massive. It probably is because we hate the government. They have a track record of that. It happened in 2018 in Ogun State when the governor Bikule Amusun wanted to stack up a rice pyramid. Just Google, you will see it. It's not massive. I'm cooking it up. So, we are, should I say, this government, as in, they are known for deception.
Wow.
So, telling me, all of a sudden, we have a right to me, we are not sufficient, it is a fact. We are not sufficient enough. So, you get, so they can try to cook up stuff. For
but
the sake
it's,
of
it's showing, it's showing here that it's not true. It was rumored.
You said
it was rumored
that
the fake rice pyramid rumor. It's here on the Sun newspaper. The Nation.
You said it was fake. It was rumored.
Yeah.
In 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone through it?
Yeah, I'm opening the Sun newspaper.
Oh yeah. Ada, I'm even doing a post
and
right
you
now.
You gone through all the stuff you've seen, all the trade, all the link.
I'm going through all of them, but I'm just opening that of the Sun now.
And you have been told. They are all fake.
Why is there no credible newspaper carrying the story? I am asking you, why is there no credible newspaper carrying the story that it was busted? Why is it just blogs here?
Are you telling me it was photoshopped?
I wasn't there. I can only tell you.
Did the government come out to
papers? Oh yeah, the governor did.
The governor did. Mm. So therefore that picture, those pictures were photoshopped. I'm also asking you.
I wasn't there. Do you want me to doubt what the governor is saying?
We're not in the country when that news went down that way.
What the newspaper is saying, really? If I now if I now say it wasn't Photoshop, how do I back it up? Do I have fact?
When it happened on that day,
do I have fact to that?
it went viral. There are so many informations, the media...
There are so many things as well that have gone viral that are not true. And there are some that went viral that are actually true.
Yes.
But we have to have our fact before we can actually pick a stand. For now, we don't have fact backing that. So we go with...
Because the government says it's not a fact. Ami? The government told you a lie that Ami wearing present at Lekki toll gate.
We are not talking about toll gate right now. And Remy, by the way, we are talking about the one in Abuja. You are thinking it is fake. Bring your fact on.
Is that...
Present your fact.
Why do you think it's fake?
The one in Abuja?
So all of a sudden, you now tend to believe the government. Whatever the government says is the truth. Shouldn't be questioned.
It's not a matter all of the sudden. We are believing what we're seeing. Except proven otherwise, then we can disbelieve them.
We are both in this country. On several occasions, this government came up with so many false information. On several occasions. So if I choose not to believe them now, and I tell you it's going to bring facts.
You are only choosing not to believe them based on your feelings. It's all based on emotion and sentiment.
Not feelings, track record now.
You don't have...
In this country, you and I were told why he wasn't sick. All of a sudden, we come back to realize he was sick. I want you to just believe all because it was the government that accepts you.
Okay, so you don't believe them, basically.
They have the track record of telling us lies. So if I do not
Thank you very much. All right. Hello?
Hello, morning.
Hello? Oh, dear. And that was Mr. Frank. Okay, Mr. Frank, please call back if you can. Hello? All right. Hello?
Adam.
Hi, comrade.
Hello? And I'm calling back. Ada? Okay.
Go on.
Hello?
Yeah.
And you are asking me, say, they just hate this government. And this government, the question we ask is just exaggeration. I'm very, very angry. Okay. I was 5 years in Nigeria Airways where I see this man, and I have a very high hope on him. But before him leave office, now, I write empty pyramid, Ada. So, oh, woman,
wow.
Are you hearing me?
Wow. Hello? Yeah, we can hear you.
This government have never reflected in my life for 6 years. And I told you what is happening in Otta and Jodra Estate and Otta Road. So what I will say that we are getting is from Katsina to Rijeri Railway and the refinery. And you are asking me that you hate the government. And why you not go hate the government now? Why don't you hate the government? Did you impart anything for us? South is not no road. Somebody just came there. He came back from there yesterday. And if I open my mouth, I tell you, say the road waiting for South is not enter 20, 30 feet. 30 feet deep. From here to here, road block. From here to here, road block. After giving 500 naira, I want somebody to we see go open my mouth say, Igbo people are very, very stingy. So what I want to tell you is, on the that rice is 7,000 naira. That rice is a pyramid. And help me. If I don't lose my thought, you help me correct me.
Okay,
that rice, if that rice is not 7,000, that rice pyramid is what we call fluke. F-L-U-K-E, fluke. Thank you
okay,
very much.
comrade, but you have to stop. Can you hear me?
Okay.
I understand that you're a chief, but you have to stop calling the female line. Stop this mago.
And comrade is wrong. I'm sending you some pictures, Ada.
Okay. I am waiting.
Just give me a second.
No problems. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good evening, Ada. How are you?
Ada is fine. Good evening.
What's your name? My name is Different.
Okay.
So I just want to make my own contribution as regards the Rice Pyramid.
Feel free.
So... the program is actually called Borrowers Anchor. So, yeah, I mean, the rice are not just there just because some farmers thought, oh, okay, we're doing our own farming and when we harvest, we'll give it to the government. Government actually give them money. So when there is time to harvest, they bring it to the government. So the government can actually use that as a tool to regulate the market price. But if you go there now, what they have, the rice pyramid they have, I know that there's high possibility that that pyramid is even mixed with some other produce. You understand? It might not be outrightly rice. Then again, can that...
It might not be outrightly rice?
Yes, now. Okay. You think if everything we have there will be rice? I beg. That's one. On the other thought, again, can that rice actually feed the whole Nigeria? In one local government in Lagos, that rice cannot feed. So my problem with the government is
And do you think they'll stop producing more? Of course, they'll produce more.
Yeah, they'll produce more, but do you know the population of Nigeria? I mean, and we consume more of rice than any other. So now, this is my own problem with the government. You want to ban rice. We are not producing to capacity. You understand? We have 200 million people. We are not producing to capacity, and all you could do is just to ban the rice first. Now, if you go to the market, a bag of 50 kg is like between 25,000 to 30,000 naira. Something that used to be 5K. Just imagine. So what the government should have done was to probably start this borrower's anchor program, then put some sort of regulation in the importation of rice, not to outrightly, you know, cut it off. And now, between you and I, people still bring in rice. Go to Ijiroku. You will see them, they bring it in bikes. You, at least on that route, you see about 500 bikes moving at the same time, loading 50 kg of rice, 8 on each bike. Police are on the road there now. Are they stopping them? So you are opening one side of corruption, all in the name of, oh, you want us to be self-sufficient. Can we actually be self-sufficient? I mean, I'm not saying it is not good, but they should apply sense. Let's be sensible.
Okay, you're asking...
Don't ban it. What you do is probably to increase, tariffs. What you will pay to bring in rice. Not that you ban it when you know we cannot even produce to capacity. That rice they have there cannot feed one local government in Lagos State.
Okay.
So I don't know, this government, I don't know how they do their own thing. If you go to other countries, these are ways they, you know, implement new policies whereby it will kind of favor the citizens. Because look at, it's bringing hardship. All of a sudden, rice will just skyrocket to 30,000 naira because they ban importation of rice. And we cannot even produce the capacity.
Okay.
I don't know if you understand me.
Oh, yeah, I do.
So, it's fine. I mean...
Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Different.
Thank you.
All right, yeah. Okay. He actually made a whole lot of sense, if you ask me.
I'm back.
Okay.
Mommy, how are you?
Fine, dear. Good evening.
Uh-huh. You said Nigeria have opened a rice factory. Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Spotted in Abuja, I think. Right, Daddy Freeze? Was that in Abuja?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Abuja? There is no other place they can open a rice factory if not for Abuja. I live there opening rice factory. Why now? Since 2015. Why is it now that they will open it? And that you have been hungry since morning, eating around 9 o'clock, they give you food. Half plate, sir. Quarter plate. Is that food? Try these people that is selling rice. Let them give you Nigerian rice. Number one, you'll be eating it with fear because of sand. Number two, according to the people that is cooking it, if you after cooking it, it will look like a yam. Is that rice? And then
negative in this part of the world? Why are
Nigerian
you so
rice? See, they have bring back Twitter. claiming that Twitter have complied. Nothing. They have not tell us how they kneel down and beg. They are saying rise again. They will tell us the secret. Maybe they have bought 1 million bags as they talk. If this one finished, I will know where they will go and bring another one. Let them share it now. Is it by packing it one place? Let them share it or let them sell it and bring another one. They pack rice one place and snap it and post. Share it. If you don't want to share it, sell it. Then let another one come. Then we'll know that you are serious in the business.
Okay.
Who are they deceiving?
They are not supposed to share it. Is it not money they used to plant it?
Let them sell it now. Let them bring it out. Let them bring it out in the market so that people can buy. Is it not if you sell finish, you can bring another one?
My wife is a caterer. We've been eating Nigerian rice for the last 2 years.
It's a lie, Daddy, please.
I am telling you. Are you going to tell me what I eat in my house?
No, you are not eating Nigerian rice. You see, this our Nigerian rice bag, when they bring foreign rice, they will turn it. You even the face is not that white as in plain, pure, long.
It doesn't have to be white to be sweet.
Even if you see Nigeria rice so as it was before, you will see that black spot. You will see it as it is. But all this rice you are eating is not. It's white. It's sweet. Can Nigeria rice be like that? And all this rice you are eating is 1-1. Can Nigeria rice be 1-1?
Some.
Fine. Some, Nabi. Why not all? And there is something Nigeria is
producing. Some Nigerians are just unnecessarily evil.
There is something we are producing. We are proud of it.
What's
Nigerian
that?
Wire. Every engineer will tell you, go and buy Nigerian wire. We are proud of that. Why not? Why can't we be proud of Nigerian rice? See, let me tell you.
It's going to take a while.
Sell it. Let them sell it now so that another one will enter. Why did they pack it?
Ada, check what I sent to you.
Okay. I don't want to put math inside this matter. Why is it now? Why is it now?
Because rice takes a while to grow.
Okay, the rice takes 6 years, 7 years to grow. Daddy, please. Mama.
Ada.
Yes, I'm going through it. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Why did they release it now?
Good evening.
What they've been doing.
Yes, good evening.
Ada, good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good evening, Daddy, please.
Good evening.
Daddy, please, I want to remind you something. Do you remember there was a time... It was when it was about a year to the election and Jonathan was about leaving office. There was something they called cassava bread that was launched in Abuja. That thing was launched almost a year to election, just like the way this rice pyramid surfaced overnight.
Okay.
I'm very happy for this rice that surfaced now. I wish they can push it into the market very quickly so that it can compete with the foreign rice side by side. I think with that, and if they subsidize it and people rush it and buy it, see, let me tell you that the problem of this nation as it is now, the major number one problem is food. Let me give you a proverb. Yoruba say, thank you. So when people eat, you see, there is a pattern the government have been using for long and it has been catching us. The pattern is once it is a year to the election, they'll begin to release funds, begin to do a lot of all kinds of funny and strange programs. You will now begin to wonder, so we have all these things before. Where have they been keeping them? I thank God you said you have been eating local rice for almost 2 years now. But it's not the same way with everybody. Are you getting my point? Mm. So my take is, where is cassava bread today? That was launched with a lot of fanfare. A lot. They say this and that, this and that and this. So much noise.
It must have died as a result of politics.
Thank you,
government,
sir.
Government coming over, neglected sir. Every other thing the other government.
Thank you, sir. Nah, thank you. Do you know the same thing is going to happen again? You know why? This rice, I want to tell you something now. Mark it down. You are going to see that some of these rice are going to be kind of put a tag on before they sell them. And it will be politicized. And once it is politicized, I tell you, it will lose its value. I'm happy that they have a pyramid now, which is very welcome. And it's not meant for decoration. Let them push it out to the market. Let them subsidize it. Let people buy it. Let people feel the impact of the government. And once that is done, I tell you the reality, Nigerians will begin to believe them. But for now, I want to believe that because of the experience of cassava bread, I'm telling you, I'm finding it difficult to... And see, this thing is not new. Lagos State have been doing it for long. A year to election, Lagos State changed a lot of things overnight. They start giving people freebies overnight. Before you know, people will forget everything they have. It's not that. Before you know, they come back again. So for me, whether the pyramid is there is not. I pray that bandits will not even go and hijack the pyramid. That is my own prayer. Because as it is now, nowhere is safe in this nation. Thank you and God bless you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Tyron. Good evening, Daddy Freeze.
Good evening, brother.
Okay, Ada, have you forgotten your theory of price, demand and supply in basic economics?
Okay.
Now, if my knowledge will remind me properly, anytime there is self-sufficiency in any commodity, the price of that commodity will fall because you have excess supply. Today, we still buy rice at about an average of between 24,000, 25,000, 28,000. Now, you cannot even differentiate the price of the one locally produced and the one that is imported, smuggled. Let me use that word, smuggled. As I speak to you, smuggling still happens. They still import rice. I'm telling you. You can, although there's been improvement, we must give credence to our local farmers. Yeah, we've really tried. The quality of the rice we produce now has increased. We don't usually have that kind of plenty stones like somebody alluded to. But then, it's still not that quality. You can easily spot the difference. It's so starchy, in less than 20 minutes, you are done. And of course, there's a difference in taste. But then, if we are actually self-sufficient, then the price will fall. Okay, I look at this unveiling of this pyramid, which was funded by the CBN Anchors Program, 850 billion naira for local farmers, small-scale farmers. Now, if you have 1 million bag of rice unveiled in this pyramid, and I'm just thinking, what price do you want to bid down this bag of rice? Do you want to say 15,000 naira? If you say 15,000 naira, that's about 15 billion, which has not even covered the loan borrowed. So we're borrowed about 850 billion naira. So the way we consume rice these days, it's just like the way we consume garri in the 80s, in the 90s. Rice has replaced staple food because it's about the cheapest commodity now. Cheapest food you can get because everything is on the high. Beans, you cannot even go there. So if you are telling me that you are unveiling 1 million bag of rice, it's still not self-sufficient at all. It cannot cater for the local demand. So it beats me when you say we have self-sufficiency and we expect that the prices should go down because we are unveiling just 1 million bag of rice and everybody say, oh, we are home and dry, we are there. We're not there yet.
But we're not saying we're there. We're getting there. We're not, but at least we're making progress.
We are making progress, but It's not yet Uhuru. The government should stop telling us that we have, we are already acting self-sufficient. We are not. We are still importing rice. I can tell you that for a fact. I have friends that deal with meat. So I don't get price. Okay, let's just give it like an average about a month. Let's see whether this price will come down as a result of this funfair pyramid thing they did in Abuja. Let's just wait and see if the price will fall, will come down to at least 15,000 naira from stats, just as they claim. 850 billion naira and cost poorer program. And you can only achieve just 1 million bag of rice. We're not serious yet, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that. Just call back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's a fine. That's a good evening, sir.
Sir.
Yeah, Ada?
Yes, sir.
I want you to take it, or you leave it, that people rise to the center, no matter how well they block or ban. If you want to know, we are leaving along Badagry SSA tomorrow morning, from this morning, around 4. From 4, you see, we are caused of the 5 people, the worship people, they carry rice, the sheep, along Badagry. Badagry SSA. Then go to Alabarago. If you know whether they are bagging rice to another bag, go to Alabarago. Anybody who they leave Alabarago should call and confirm by the mock side where rice they keep passing and only and they will bag it. So our politicians, our eyes don't open with due respect to every each of them. This part where they carry come, where they take the food, our grandpa, they fool us all these years. They are fellows. And our eye don't care enough of all this, their mago. We don't want their food again. We want them to take us to the promised land with the promise of 2015. I wish they are fair. We don't need their rice again. Don't give us peanuts. We don't need them to give up peanuts again. How long are they giving up peanuts while they are living a luxurious life with their sons and daughters? You respect politicians, I pray, let them go and back where. Because Nigeria are hungry, they don't hammer us. Now they won't come, they tell us rice. They won't tell us, they won't do load up. Let them go and sit down. Our idol, brothers, sisters, go and clean up your PVC. Don't have PVC, go there and get your PVC.
Okay.
We are going to tell them enough is enough.
Okay, Mr. Francis, thanks for calling. Hot pots from Ikorodu. I'm not even about the pyramid, but why deceiving ourselves? I believe storing grains should be after excessive supply or surplus, then restore to the extent of forming pyramids. Rice is expensive in the market. Even local rice is expensive if compared to the foreign rice. Okay. Good evening, Daddy Fraser and Ada. Please. Someone is asking about the topic. Do what to listen. Hello, Ada and Daddy Freeze. It's no surprise that Remy from Yaba and his likes will not see nor at least appreciate anything good PMB's government is doing. That's why we remain where we are as a nation. If not for the banditry and insecurity, honestly, Nigeria would have been self-sufficient in food produce. Just as we flag government when they do bad, praise them when they do well. Nigerians simply don't appreciate people's progress. Chris listening from Accra. Hi, Chris. Okay. Ada, please tell your people, your government, to take us back to where we were in 2015. Good evening, Ada and Freeze. When the devil tells you God bless you, you need to go and fast and pray. All these are political tactics. I am not impressed, I beg. Leave these people alone. They can win people's trust. As far as I am concerned, they are all scam. Make them rest. Patrick from Akute. Ada, good evening. Until rice returns to 7,000 naira per bag, anyone praising the government isn't thinking deep. More so, Ada, didn't Pondi tell you that the government reported lies during the end SARS? John, wow. Ada, good evening. I am EC Kenneth. Ada, ask yourself the rationale behind the establishment of the rice pyramid and its timing. Okay. It's a shame. It's a shame that you media people will be celebrating mediocrity. Ooh, who has this government helped? Please tell Mr. Freeze that the people are speaking reality, which he knows, are not being negative. Are you serious? For real, we are not saying the truth. We condemn these people when they're at fault, and for once that they're doing something nice. Not for once, I mean, they do other things, but now that they're doing something nice, I see nothing wrong in commending them. But if you feel otherwise, it's up to you. Okay. Can Remy honestly tell us his contribution towards the development and growth of Nigeria? We are waiting to hear from him. Dele from Lekki, Mama Pride, Big Bull and Lebanon Rice are all made in Nigeria and readily available in supermarkets nationwide. Okay. Ada, aside Idiroko, I watch on TV Customs. Okay, I watch on TV Customs. They seize foreign rice anyhow. Do you know they auction a lot of those foreign rice? Many of the customs officials, that's friends and families. They are always excited to see the value of seized rice, which is totally useless as it's not a revenue. More than they will say the money generated as duty or what duty they have charged. Please, Ada, you all should give a summary of what the Rice Pyramid and CBN collab is about, even if it's 3 minutes. Rich, let us not be arguing anyhow on this topic. Okay, we should educate you people on that. Okay, Ada, Nigeria does not have the competitive advantage over rice. Thailand does. So we should import rice and export products we have competitive advantages over. This is not the basis of international trade. Nigeria should review the items on exclusive list so that we can harness our competitive advantages. David, 99.3 Nigeria Info, 29 minutes gone past 11. Let's take phone calls. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is Remy calling back.
Okay, welcome back, Remy.
Someone said you asked me my contribution to this country's development. Number one, I wasn't the person you voted for. So as it is today, I'm a private citizen. As far as my tax and all that, I don't think I want to owe anybody an explanation of how I live my life. That aside, have you heard about Lake Rice, Ada?
Tell me.
I heard about it.
Tell me about it. I think I have.
We were told Lagos State and Kebbi State collaborated.
Oh.
So when last did you hear about Lake Rice? We were told you can go to our local government at any time and purchase the rice. As it is today, the last time I saw Lake Rice was on TV, not even in reality.
Actually, until it came and left, I didn't see it.
You said?
I didn't see it at all.
You didn't see it at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, thank God you didn't argue that.
I didn't even see that one.
I was about mentioning Alabarago, where rice had been rebagged before Mr. Frank called in. So I'm glad I wasn't the only one who came up with that. So, and that is really making me seem as if you are being negative.
No, but this one, I am not saying don't, criticize the government.
Don't want me to tell you my own truth.
We actually don't have fact to this until we do. Then we can actually talk against them. But right now, all we have is what we're seeing.
If that is the logic, Ada, if that is what you use as the logic, then we should also consider what the government has told us in the past that we all came to realize it.
That was the past. Okay, what if? Okay, I'm not saying that they have not. I'm not saying they haven't hurt us before. I'm not saying they've not lied to us. But what if these people have genuinely changed? What if?
What if they haven't changed, Dada?
I know that one is there, but why do you want to focus more on the negativity than actually looking, okay, fine, I think these people are, can we do better?
If I choose to tell you my truth, don't make it as if I'm being negative. That is my own truth.
But your truth is based on nothing, just sentiment. Yes.
I don't have access to the media to tell you what to post. I told you I love you, that I've been very bad. You choose not to believe me. That is your choice. But you can't tell me not to tell you what I know.
I can only believe you when you present facts.
You see, because I don't have access to the media. I can't control the media. On this station, I could recall you guys were sanctioned at the point for just presenting the facts. At the point, you guys were sanctioned for presenting the facts. So we know the country we live in. So we were told Lake Life will be available at every local government. Up to this moment, I can't get Lake Life.
Okay.
So for those making it seem as if I'm being negative or I'm just tackling this government, I'm taking what is out there.
All right,
Jimmy. If all I'm saying is just go out there and buy Lake Life if it's available.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's give room to other people to call. Hello, good evening. Sorry about that, yeah. Hello?
Hello, Ada, darling.
Yes, my love. Welcome. Good evening.
Ada Neya.
Amazing. Welcome, happiness. Happiness, right?
Thank you, love. Okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm my daddy.
He's here. I guess he's tired of Nigeria's problem. He's just keeping
quiet. Oh, no. Ada, what do you expect from a country where the leaders are not sincere? This is what you get. When people are supposed to praise them, they will shame them. Huh? Ada, to be honest though, we've never had rice pyramid before, have we? It's a good thing. It's because
there
of
was
these people. Because of their, you know, the past, what they've been doing to us and what they are still doing. That's why people don't want to believe them. Eh? It's a good thing that we have this. Honestly, I celebrate our farmers. They've done well. And I know they can do better. The rice is not as good as the foreign ones. We know that, but to get better. At least for a start. Hello, Ada.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, of course, loud and clear.
For a start. And we'll get there, we'll get better. It's just that these people are not nice. They have sown a seed, you know, to remove this thing from our minds. Ah, it's just some of us can, like, okay, let's give them benefit of doubt, at least. This period is a cause for celebration, at least. This is just beginning of, let's say, a good thing from them anyway. People are doubting if it's really rice, whether it's rice or garri. Me, I don't know, but I know they said it's rice pyramid. Abi Ada.
Okay.
All right, love.
All right, thank you very much for creating happiness. Good evening, Ada. Blessing. As long as rice is still very expensive in the market, I don't care about the pyramid of local rice. James from Ayobo. Okay.
Michael. Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good evening.
Good evening, this is Mohammed.
Mohammed, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sunrise Bus Stop.
Okay.
Thank you, Ada. You see, in this country, we have some people that they are not even ready to see any progress this government is making. Ada, we have never heard of this pyramid before.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I can hear you.
We have 13 good pyramids that comprise of 100 bags of rice each. And this is made from anchor borrowers. You see it even clearly placed refund. Money given to the people, they farm, produce, and return it to the government. Forget about other small people that are farming in Yobe, in Damatru, in Woseva, in Zamfara, in Kebi, and what have you, that they locally manufactured it and sell it. You understand, Ada?
Yeah, I do. With you.
They should appreciate this old man for the step he's making, at least in self-sufficient in providing food for the common man. Some people say, okay, go to the market now. Many of us are eating local rice. I respect Daddy Priest. That's why he said, like now I'm in Lagos, I eat in the Buka, anywhere, here and there.
Okay.
It's clear the rice you are eating, you taste it, is Nigerian rice. So Let's forget sentiment.
Okay.
Critics and what have you, please, they should calm down. Let them find another method. Better they appreciate this old man in the method he is making to at least provide food for the common man.
Okay.
Ada?
Yeah.
My regard to Daddy Priest.
He's here. Can hear you. Thank you very much.
May God bless this man.
Bless you too. Thank you. Hi, Daddy Priest and Ada. Which PVC are we talking about? Come to my area. Most families have already sold their PVCs for a bag of rice. Wachuku. Is the hunger that bad? For real? How did they even sell PVCs? With whose detail?
Hello?
Now, wow. Hello?
Yeah, Ada. How are you doing? Good evening.
That's fine. Thank you. Good evening.
I'm good. My name is calling from Mushin.
What's your name?
Emmanuel, calling from Mushin.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame that at this time, at that 19, after how many years of independence, this is what you are talking about. Rice. Ada, how much was the rice before this administration got in? How much is the rice now?
Not up to 10K. I can't remember the exact amount, but not definitely not up to 10K.
Okay, good. The thing is, Nigeria cannot do everything. We cannot, as I'm speaking to you, there are countries that have monopolized rice.
Okay.
We have our strongholds. We should not be talking about rice. This government has intentionally weaponized hunger and poverty. So all the things they are doing, well, no wahala.
Oh dear. Good evening, Ada and Daddy Freeze. Government themselves have spoiled their reputation. So anything they do, even when it's with good intentions, people don't trust them anymore. Timothy from Ikorodu. Hello?
Hello, Ada, bless.
Good evening, Alex.
Yeah. Ada, bless. These people, they are just like when you come to your office, you see everywhere it's been painted. And you start clamping for your CEO, but he has not increased your salary. At the end of the day, you go home seeing a painted office, but your salary is still the same. Will you be happy? So they keep showing us the pictures without affecting our life. I heard there when somebody called and said that we should give credit to the old man, that the old man has tried. Yes, the old man has tried. Maybe he benefited from the old man. At the same time, if rice is, they have reduced the price of rice to 15,000 or 20,000, we say, yes, these people have tried. But don't show us pictures and tell us you have reduced hunger in Nigeria, you have brought rice down. So these people, election is coming, and they want to use our head. I was in Zamfara State. The farmers don't even go to farm. There's high cost of food over there, sir. Because of what? Insecurity. So where are these farmers farming? We said not, food is cheap. It's not presently now. Food is not even cheap. So let the man that say we should give credit. We can't give credit to a man who just painted a house without increasing the salary of his workers. So this is, we have just seen pictures. It has not been affected in our lives. Wow. You keep saying you make Nigeria great, you make Nigeria great. Oh yeah, let the impact be. So at that blessing, let me talk to Daddy Freeze. He's doing his job by telling them that they have tried, they have leased, we have started. Where are we? We have started where?
At least we have.
Eh?
We now have rice pyramid.
The only way we will start now is when the price is down. Then you will not come on air and tell us that we have started.
How do you fix the price when you don't have the product? At least now there is. Then now we can move to talking about the price. Don't you think so?
Ada, don't you have petrol? Don't Nigeria have petrol?
Okay, so...
Don't Nigeria produce... Don't Nigeria produce power?
Where are you driving to with that?
Do we enjoy the power? But we produce power. We sell it to other people. Is it you having it that is the issue? It's a celebrity that you have it. We have power, but we don't enjoy constant power light.
That's actually a very
you have petrol. You pay high. And now the price is about to go high.
Oh, dear Alex. Please call back if you can. I mean, sometimes it's actually very hard to defend the government. I can't even lie. Yeah, in as much as I'm trying to commend them for this one act, thinking about others is just so hard to just strongly fight for them. But I still stand. Let's appreciate them for this. I know it's not going to settle down well with most people. But at the end of the day, it's my opinion, and I am here to listen to yours. So hit us up. Let's talk. How do you feel about the rice pyramid? Are you excited? Do you think it's all a scam? Because most people think that way. Or you're just indifferent. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Good evening. With the price... Oh, my dear. With the rice pyramid, please, how much will they sell it for us? Hope to be cheap, or at least like 7,500 naira. I am Sean. Hopefully. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good evening.
I'm Engineer Aki.
You are?
Engineer Aki.
Engineer Aki?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome.
Is it if people like Daddy Freeze being bought over in this country, we are lost to? Because
why?
We all our hope is on him.
Oh wow!
He's enlightening us. Is it now he want to turn to be driving us towards the bush? He should stop. Oh, what are they giving to him to be propagating, celebrating a pyramid of rice? 1 million. What is 1 million Nigerian population? What celebration is this? They are celebrating failure. They should bow their head in shame. I beg, Daddy Freeze, please. I respect you so much. Please stop propagating this evil, devilish people.
Ah, is they that bad?
Devilish. Had a good night, Jerry.
Oh dear. Ha. Ada, you make me laugh. What you can't tolerate with your boyfriend, you're defending the government on, laughing out loud. Like I said, it's even so hard to even defend the government. And you people are not making me feel like I don't experience what you're experiencing. I live in Nigeria with you all. So we are experiencing this. Come on. This is not me defending the government. Please. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening, Ada.
Good evening. What's your name?
Are you hearing me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, I just want to contribute for this rice matter.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think this, my rise of a thing, is something we should talk about. Because if you happen to talk about this, for me, it's like we don't know where we are going. Even if the government is bringing rice to Nigerians, I think it's their duty to do. That's what we voted them for. It shouldn't be something that we should come on air and say, oh, give us rice, this and that. We have petroleum in this country. You know how many barrel of fuel up of the cook oil that go out of Nigeria every day? Everybody's aware. And somebody's saying you bring 1 million bag of rice. What is the capacity of rice? What is the capacity of production of rice every day that can feed 200 million Nigerians? I'm not actually, I did not go to them, so I don't talk about them. I don't care about whatever they are doing. I don't care about them.
You should care.
I'm expecting young people to come in.
You should care. But
then
you are in this country.
We should look and look for a good person that can get Nigeria for where Nigeria is supposed to be. It's not about rice. We are bigger than all this stuff. Rice. I think other people of the world are listening to this program, and Nigeria are talking about rice. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, dear. Thanks for calling. There are good Nigerian rice in e-commerce sites.
but the price never comes down. But many of the really clean Nigeria rice are owned and operated by foreigners. We should also patronize the Nigeria rice well. The media should collaborate and do adverts for them at reasonable prices, discounts and promo. You will see customers will patronize them and foreign rice go drop. Okay. The main concern is how much do the farmers make from cultivating the rice and collaborate in collaboration with the Central Bank of Nigeria. If the CBN made it easy for farmers to produce the... I am struggling to understand what you are saying here. I guess you're trying to say to produce the rice, they should please do more. Okay, I guess you're trying to say the rice. They should please do more. I have benefited from something government... I have benefited from something. Government took hand and said give them free to customers. It's not been easy for many consumers, but I support the initiative of the Central Bank. Fred from Festa. Okay, Fred.
Ada?
Yes, Daddy Freeze.
I want us to talk about something else.
Do we have that time?
Still government related. Because I know we don't have much time. This is not something we should dwell on for too long. It's not like rice.
Okay.
Right?
Do the magic. You have 12 minutes.
Now, the Lagos State commercial bus drivers are to pay 292,000 naira annually in addition to the money they pay to Agbero. How is this even going to function? I was expecting the state government to offer loans for bus drivers, incentives at this stage, not to even, I'm sorry, I may be wrong, but maybe somebody can explain it to me. According to the story, the Lagos State government has signed an agreement for the collection of consolidated informal sector transport levy to harmonize dues collected by the government from commercial motorists at parks and garages across the state. The government signed the agreement with the National Union of Road Transport Workers, NURTW, Road Transport Employers Association of Nigeria, RTIN, and others today. What is your take, gentlemen, ladies? How do we address this?
What's the government? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Daddy Freeze. My name is Sam.
Sam, okay.
Okay, Daddy Freeze, good evening.
Go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Yes, okay. Go on.
Okay, this is a good topic. Well, it is worth celebrating, but in a big country, a giant like Africa, giant of Africa like Nigeria, we are celebrating 1 million bags of rice. I don't think that one is worthwhile. There is this Yoruba proverb, say, Ejawo ni ninu apoti oyo. Of what benefit is okra when it is not drawing? When you buy okra from the market, it's not drawing. If you have 1 million bags and the price of rice still remain at 30,000 to 25,000, it has not had any impact on Nigeria. I want Nigeria to take stock of lives that has been lost for the past 8 years and equate the number of lives to what the grains or bags of rice, the Lagos Ibadan Road, the second Niger Bridge and Abuja Road, which are the what they are going to present for us at the end of it. Yes. How many lives are equated to 1 million bags? Only yesterday, 15 people were killed in Kaduna, and we just take life as if it is just like a fly dying. So nobody is show remorse about the lives that died yesterday. Then how many, 15 people, do you know how many bags of rice 50 people can produce? Life just go, 15, only one day, at times 45, at times 60, and we just take life. that we are celebrating 1 million bags. How much price will we put on lives that have lost? Somebody should itemize the number right from for the past 8 years. I put them together at the end of this administration. We want to know the number of people that lives that are lost. It is then we can now say whether it's a pass mark or not.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, dear. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Just look where you're on the
name. Hi, just look where you're.
Yeah. I am shocked this night with the topic. Yeah, the topic that you face celebrating this. Talking about rice and you two, you are right. Celebrating it. As if that's the main thing. Have you seen it? You yourself, let me ask you.
They have started something. I've been there
twice. And that is, have you gone to Abuja to check that rice yourself?
Have you
gone there to check it yourself? Because right now, you are celebrating what you've not confirmed. People are saying things, and you people are, it's like, I'm annoyed, honestly. You are celebrating mediocrity. That's mediocrity. You are calling it pyramid, rice pyramid, rubbish, 1 million. Have you gone there to confirm it yourself? How many things did today to day someone still called in with what the government did? Local government, one official went to paint just a gate, one gate, 10 million naira. They said they built it. It's a new gate. They built it. Meanwhile, they painted it. These people are lying, and the Nigerians think some people, and someone is calling me to say this old man has strike. I heard the way he was talking, so it's from that part. Why won't they say he has strike? What kind of thing is that?
So rubbish. Wait, he has done nothing.
What has he done? You. What have you gained?
Don't
from
get
people?
Me wrong. I am not supporting any government whatsoever.
What has Daddy Freeze gained? Because you are rich, Daddy Freeze is rich, they don't know what is going on the street.
You think we don't feel it?
You don't.
Oh,
you know
really?
Why? You don't. Yes, you can afford it.
Wow.
You understand me? I live in Bariga. You understand?
I don't cook up, it does not mean I don't feel these things.
Hello, you are not feeling me.
Says who?
You have 100 naira. Wow. You can eat. Some people don't have 100 naira to eat in a day. 2 days, they are not eating. What are you saying? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the heat? Have you seen boys challenging you on
I don't sleep hungry. It does not mean that there are things that I crave for currently that I can't afford. Mm-hmm. And it's happening because
those ones you can afford. Some people, because of this government, cannot afford it.
No one is disputing.
People are there. Someone said, if they want to buy Daddy Freeze, because I don't know what kind of... I'm pissed off. Rice. Celebrating rice. What kind of... See, let me just talk about this Lagos State own, because I don't want to say anything that will annoy me this night. I'm very annoyed. Very angry.
You have to be.
Yes. What kind of thinking is that? Celebrating rice. Rubbish. Have you gone there to see the rice? Have you seen it with your eyes? Have you seen it? This government? Liars.
Oh, wow.
Liars. Bypass. Go there yourself. Go and confirm it. Start cooking the 1 million bag of rice. Bring out those rice. Let the world see you are there launching bag of rice. Some people are dying anyhow. They can't go to the market. Do you know what inside the street? Do you know what is going on?
Okay,
I want to talk about Lagos State.
Okay.
Anyway, with this one, we all know who is behind it. Thank God, Lagos State is the headquarters of Agbero in the whole Nigeria. We all know. I believe a government will enter this Lagos State. I'm not talking of this present government too, that will chase all this Agbero. By that time, Lagos will be better. But if this government is still entering, we'll get to a state, Agbero will start billing even you that you have your car. You, Daddy Freeze, those cars he has.
they will start billing him, Agbero will start taxing everybody. She didn't want to be paying government. At least Agbero is working for them. So that's another way to make money for the government. And they will always do what Agbero wants. And we know the head of Agbero already is planning to be president. He shall not be president because he will turn the whole country to Agbero country. What? Hey, I don't know.
Calm down. Okay, Jessica Kweye, thank you very much for calling. By the way, 3 more minutes before we call it a day. I think we can take a call, then we hear from Daddy Freeze. Then you get it to the chat station. Hello, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, what's your name, sir? Hello?
You are not telling us the truth.
What's your name?
It's quite painful.
Okay, hello?
Hello?
Yes, good evening. What's your name?
Good evening. I name Mohammed.
Okay.
Oh yeah, this is Mohammed from Sunrise.
Go ahead, Mohammed.
Thank you very much, Ada. I can notice somebody like Jesu Okwe that I respect very much because I have been always on this program. I'm a good listener, but hardly I communicated and talk.
Okay.
Let them give respect to whom respect is due. The government is not for one man alone. The government belongs to all Nigerians.
But honestly, do you think this government deserves respect from Nigerians? Do you think this government deserves respect from Nigerians? I mean, no, I am not against them. I am not in support. I'm on the fence. Yeah, go on.
No, I mean, the government is trying on its own side, and at least the populace, the masses, also has to also do their own part. Jesu is talking about the security issues and whatever. Yes, agreed. It's between me and him and other people. The security of this country is for all of us. It's not meant for Buhari alone. And it's not meant for the chief of staff or the inspector general of police or the DSS or whatever. What is the masses doing, contributing in terms of bringing down the issue of security in this country? Ada?
Yes, sir.
Nigeria is for all of us.
Absolutely.
High time we come together and salvage it and become together. This ethnicity and divisive whatever. Whenever this program, because I have the opportunity to be in Lagos, that's why I'm communicating here.
Okay.
Unless somebody who is online, that the priest is doing his own to bring us together. No ethnicity, no sectionality, nothing, no religion, whatever. It is straightforward. But it is as if the Nigerian populace is divided based on ethnicity and what I do, based on comments. Comments that is coming out, particularly in this your radio outfit.
Okay. Points noted. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It's 12 midnight, and I think this is as far as we can go. Daddy Freeze, please let me beg. Don't eat into my time. Okay, I know that the priest would definitely want to do that. So let me just pity him, take a call. That's me giving him like a minute or two. Later he'll say I'm not a good person. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. My name is Benjamin Chidebere.
Okay, Ben.
See, please, I'm very, very happy whenever I listen to you and you see Nigerian Info. I'm a friend of Nigerian Info.
Okay.
See, it's not good. We are youth. I'm 53 years now. So we know what is happening for this our Nigeria. So it's not good for us to keep on talking of yesterday. It's better for us to talk of tomorrow, what is going to happen tomorrow. See, celebrating of 1 million or how many bags of rice, that's not the way forward.
So what's the way forward?
That's not the way forward. I was even seeing this now on tele today for Nigeria to celebrate how many bags of rice. That's a fraud to me.
How?
Ada? I'm from Arabia State. For me to tell you my age, I've seen many things. This government, present government now, they're deceiving us. And they keep on telling us lies. So I want the youth to take correction from where they made a mistake. Celebrating rice, millions of rice. Those things, why I say it's fraud. How much is the cost of Nigerian rice in the market today? Ada, you go to market. You're a woman. You go to market. Compare the Nigerian rice and foreign rice. How much is the price? How much is the difference? Where are those rice, Nigerian rice you are talking of today? You can remember Abakaleke rice. One of the presenters there was talking of, we are celebrating, we don't have Uncle Ben's rice in the market. Uncle Ben's rice in the market. Ada? That's one of the best rice before, foreign rice we have before. Talk close of HHS or some of the Agric or some of that. Many of them called foreign rice today. Nigerian rice today. Abakaleke is one of the rice. That's better you have sound in when you are trying to. This you have sound today. Where are those Abakaleke rice today? Abakaleke rice. We have our father rice again. Where are they? How much are they costing in the market? Are they supposed to be higher than the foreign rice? We are celebrating one million bag of rice. They just use that one as a fraud to use that campaign political decision for us today. I'm just shedding tears. But what you know what thing I have for youth? Let the youth wake up. Have their PVC. They have compared and contrast the difference between PDP and APC. My one thing I have in my mind here is that I haven't seen any other political parties that coming up now to challenge all these parties. What APC have done in 8 years is bigger than what PDP have done in 16 years. Go to market and see how much be a plate of rice. Go to market and see how much is a plate of garri. Go to market and see a sachet of tomato. Go to market and see how much is dollar. Where they promise us. How much is the petroleum now? Where they promise us. They are telling us this thing. Now they are coming up now because we are now on political this is the campaign year. That's what they are telling us. They have how many millions of rice. Please, I don't want to talk much because we have a high blood pressure now. We youth. I'm still at a youth. No matter, I know how much is a house rent. The house they say they're building infrastructure, so they are telling. Please, I'm challenging any youth to come out and tell us, say, they have a room and parlor anywhere they're living, 200,000. Let them come and challenge me on a radio station. To a room and parlor a year, 200,000. Let the person come and challenge me. Where I'm living now, a room and parlor is getting to almost 700,000. Now, let them come and challenge me for this under this regime. Let them come. My name is Benjamin Chidebere. I'm living at Bagada. Let the person come and challenge me on television, on radio, or anywhere. But during that former regime, my room and parlor where I live before is 300 something. But now we are paying 800,000. Let the person come and challenge me. Well, they are still campaigning. They banned Twitter now because we are on political this now. They release Twitter. Whatever. Look at what happened at Lekki Toll Gate. Okay. Now the judge is. Which one are we going to complain for? Who are we going to report? It's only God that we are going to report to.
Okay, I understand.
The president is only work for eight hours. The president. Now, the elderly people, 80 years, are coming to campaign again for presidential seat. 8 hours, 9 hours, a president can walk. And you say if you feel happy, they are coming to receive the youth. Please, I'm challenging any of you to come and challenge me for this year, mid-year, Nigeria need for. We are tired of all this kind of rubbish they're telling us.
Okay. That's enough. That's as far as we can go. Daddy Freeze, you just left.
Why
you just kept. You just kept quiet and allowed them to fight with Nigeria's problem.
Why
yeah?
would I not keep quiet?
I know.
Why would I not keep quiet? The wahala is too much in this part of the world. But what do you think?
Oh dear, I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. If I'm going to, I support. Okay, I'm not supporting any government. I mean, just me commending what they did. Everyone is coming after me. I should not talk about this Agbo, the whole wanting to get more money from people you're originally supposed to be giving money to. I don't even know what to say about this country. Like I said, you really can't even support this government in peace.
Anyway, it's been wonderful hanging out with you all. Look forward to being with you again same time tomorrow. Do take care of yourselves, and we continue on this. I think we're going to drag this topic a little tomorrow. Maybe not too much, but we'll still try a little tomorrow. Okay?
No problems, we do that, because I really want to know why people are even paying Agbo's. What's their job? What are they doing? Yeah. Are they protecting the bosses?
Don't say this, so better we wait till tomorrow. No. So they're not coming out for you.
No, I want it. I am asking. I am not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad. I just want to know why. So we'll do that tomorrow or later today.
Yes, later today.
All right, Daddy Freeze, take care of yourself.
Take care and God bless.
Bless you too. Good night.
And be good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
All right.
And don't order for prawns.
Yeah, with wine.
I know. Good night, Daddy Freeze.
Good night.
Okay, on Instagram he's at Daddy Freeze. Daddy Freeze, that simple. And in case you want to talk to me, I am at Adablezy, Adablezy. Thank you very much for being part of the show.